Let's take the famous hadith of al-istikhara. Let's take the famous hadith of al-istikhara, whereby the Muslim asks for Allah's guidance in a certain affair. A Muslim is not sure about two matters. Two matters are present before him. He is not sure which one to take. So he resorts to Allah, seeking Allah's help and Allah's guidance to guide him to follow the one which is right and which will be good for him. What is the dua? Let us see the invocation. How did he performs it? The Muslim, he or she, will make wudu, perform the ablution, make two rak'ah, pray two rak'ahs for Allah, and then make the dua, this following dua. O my ilah, O my Allah, Ya Allah, Allahumma, I ask your guidance due to your knowledge and appeal to you to help me, meaning give me power, due to your ability, and ask you from your great favor, for you are able and I am not. You know and I don't know, and you know all hidden matters. O Allah, if you know that this matter, and you name it, is good for me in my deen, in my Islam, my livelihood, the aftermath of my matter, or for my life in the hereafter, it's short term or it's long term, then decree it for me, make it easy for me, and bestow blessings for me in it. And if you know that this matter is bad for me in my deen, in my Islam, my livelihood, the aftermath of my matter, it's short term and it's long term, then keep this matter away from me, and turn me away from it, and decree for me the good, look at this, and decree for me the good wherever it is. Not only that, there comes the thing which is very difficult, and then content me with it, and then content me with it. This is collected by Al-Bukhari and others. The slave of Allah needs to know what benefits him in his livelihood. Is he able to achieve it? Is it going to be easy or not? Certainly Allah taught him from what he has taught man. So the knowledge is that of Allah. The slave's ability is from Allah. Otherwise, he is weak on his own. Making matters easy is also from Allah. If he does not make things easy for his slave, they will turn difficult. The Prophet ﷺ directed the Muslim to the essence of worship, asking guidance from the one who is all-knowing about the aftermath of every task, its details, its good and bad, seeking the help and ability from the all-able, asking his favor by making the matters easy for him. If Allah guides him due to his knowledge, helps him due to his ability, and makes it easy for him due to his favor, then he needs Allah's help to preserve his guidance and to bestow blessings in it, so that his matter becomes firm and grow. The person requests that Allah makes him content with his choice, otherwise Allah may choose something that the person dislikes, not knowing that it is good for him. Abdullah bin Umar said, the person asks Allah for guidance and Allah gives him. However, he turns angry on Allah only to look at the aftermath and find that Allah indeed has chosen what's good for him. So this matter, which shall happen according to Allah's defined pre-decree, is sheltered by two things. By istikhara, making this salah and this prayer before, meaning before this matter is manifested, and it is also sheltered by content, which is after its manifestation. Part of the success that Allah bestows upon his slave is to guide him to make this istikhara before the manifestation of the pre-decree, and to contentment after it happens. Part of Allah's humiliation of his slave is when he does not make istikhara before the pre-decree occurs, and does not become content with it after it happens. This is misery for the slave.